Hear, hear. Now then, something different again. A major funding boost for Centreville Park, Todmorden. It has been celebrated with this special ceremony thanks to Todmorden's Mayor, Councillor Andy Hollis, and the Friends of Centreville Park volunteers. The Heritage Lottery-funded project has created a heritage and wildlife trail in the Centreville woodlands. The launch of the trail took place with a special public event after more than a year of hard work. On launch day, the Mayor of Todmorden arrived in style, courtesy of Peter Rigg, in Peter's spectacular 1912 Cadillac. The Friends chairman, Karen Andrews, met the Mayor as he arrived at the John Fielding statue in the park. She remarked how appropriate the beautiful 1912 Cadillac was for the occasion. 1912 was exactly the year that this great park first opened as a public space for the people of the town to enjoy, she said. The Todmorden Community Brass Band played to brighten the grey skies, and the Mayor welcomed everyone to the Centreville Coachyard, which is the start of the Heritage Trail. He thanked all those people who have worked so hard, especially the Friends volunteers, but also the Heritage Lottery Fund for supporting the vision the Friends have to bring Centreville's history to life in such a creative way. History was certainly brought to life by the arrival of a farm horse and working pony in what used to be the original Centreville House stable yard. Horses' hooves can't have been heard here for so many years. It adds real atmosphere to our celebration, said one of the Friends volunteers. The rain held off for some of the Saturday, and in spite of very unsettled weather during the weekend, a large total of people took advantage of guided walks around the trail led by the Friends. No one can control the weather, but now the trail is open, I'm sure people will come and explore for themselves on better days, said Karen, who thanked everyone for working so hard to make the launch a success. For more information on the trail, it's available at Todmorden Information Centre, Todmorden Library, and also at www.friendsofcentrevillepark.org.uk. And I have a lovely coloured photograph showing people there who are looking at one of the signs describing where they may be in the park. And certainly a lot of people have been going round it. Back to Tim.